Nike, from small beginnings to world giant. 1.
Nike is one of the most powerful marketing companies in the business world today. But it had very small beginnings. The global giant company with revenues in 1996 of US $6.4 billion and profits of US $553 million started in the 1960s with the company's founders selling cheap Japanese sports shoes to American high school athletes at school track meets, using a supply of shoes they kept in their car. One of Nike's founders, Philip Hampson Knight, had been a top athlete when he was at the University of Oregon. He moved on to become a student at Stanford Business School, but retained his interest in sport. At Stanford, he brought his enthusiasm for track sports to his studies, writing a paper on how to create a cheaper, better running shoe using Japanese labor, which was cheaper than American. Subsequently, Knight visited Japan and discovered a manufacturer who fitted the model of the ideal firm, Onitsuka Tiger Company, which made its own inexpensive, high-quality running shoes. Back in the U.S., Knight got to thinking that he could actually put his knowledge into practice and make money. He suggested to his old colleague, track coach Bill Bowerman, that they could work together using their skills and interests in sport and business and capitalize on the cheaper cost of sports shoes from Japan. In 1964, they each contributed $500 to import Tiger shoes, which Knight began selling from his car at high school track meets. Worried that the Japanese company might find a more established distributor, Knight and Bowerman developed their own brand name, Nike, named after the Greek winged goddess of victory. They paid a local design student at Portland State University $35 to create the famous swoosh logo. And Bowerman created the innovative pattern called the waffle sole design by using his wife's waffle iron to impose the pattern on the sole of the shoe. By 1972, Nike began designing its own shoes and was contracting production out to factories in Asia. With excellent timing and a fair share of good luck, the founders of Nike were perfectly placed to cash in on America's sports leisure boom during the 1970s, when millions of Americans began jogging and running as part of their personal campaigns to keep fit and healthy. To reinforce its dominant worldwide presence, Nike spent US $642 million in 1996 on advertising and promotion. But at the heart of its constant campaign is the star athlete, a principle that was put in place early in the huge American company's marketing plans. In 1973, the newly formed company implemented its first and most important marketing strategy, endorsing its first star athlete, running star Steve Prefontaine, who in turn used and praised Nike footwear. In 1985, the man who had become one of Nike's biggest successes, Chicago Bulls rookie basketball player Michael Jordan, endorsed his first line of Air Jordan shoes. The endorsements by star players, encouraging ordinary customers to buy the sports gear of the stars and dream of being champions themselves, saw Nike selling close to US $1 billion worth of running, basketball, and tennis shoes in 1986, while creating their first sports clothes under the Nike label.